Good morning. Good morning. Here it is.
Well,
let me just make sure. Good morning. Good morning. Here it is. The third Wednesday of January, this is new year. And you know the drill. Grab your coffee cup. Or perhaps you want your herbal tea, orange juice, or water, and join in on the conversation. Here it is, January 2023, and this is when people either do New Year's resolutions, a lot of vision boards are being made, digital, or either the one with the pasting glue. But the thing is, I have a guest on today because I was sharing last year, or maybe it was a couple years ago, I had on my vision board that I wanted that my teenager, who I love dearly, my teenager grandson, to get his own car, to learn how to drive, because I was his personal Uber. And then he always said, well, Granny, can you pick up my friend? He's on the way. And I just had a carload of guys taking him to the basketball practice, taking him to school, taking him to different activities, taking him out on a date. Not quite that bad. I said, it's time for you to learn how to drive. And so I was able to reach out to a phenomenal friend. She'll tell a little bit more about her business, the business that she's in, so that you can get your teenager to learn how to drive. So if it wasn't on your vision board, make it a possibility that it could happen. And without further ado, I want to introduce my dear friend and guest, Coletta
Estes.
I don't know why. Welcome, my friend. How are you this morning?
I'm good, good. Glad to be here with Dr. Mary. And I remember when she reached out about her grandson needing driver's education, and it just so happens, I told her, hey, I just completed the course, and I'm working for a company based out of Detroit. And I told her to sign him up, which she did. So, and he went through the process and completed it and everything. So she asked me to give you some information about the driving school and what we do. Well, I currently work for Motor City Driving Academy. That's Motor City Driving Academy. It's based in Detroit. It's been in operations for about 15 years or more. And we have an office over on West McNichols, 13206 West McNichols. And when I got into the driver's education field, because there was a massive shortage, and that's why I decided to go and, you know, complete the course. And when I was looking for employers, because everybody wanted you because they were short, I wanted to work for a smaller company, an African-American company, and just so happens it's female ran. And I wanted to work for a company that catered to the needs of the Detroit kids, okay? Because what I was finding out was that the larger companies in the state of Michigan, they don't have offices on this side of 8 Mile. You have to go across 8 Mile to get service. So I wanted a place that's right here in the city of Detroit and servicing our high school kids. Because as you know, the high schools don't have the driver's ed. The majority of Detroit public high schools don't have the driver's ed courses inside the schools anymore, but they have someone that holds that title with the school district. But a lot of the students just come to us. We have them from all high schools, CAS, Renaissance. We get them all over. So that's what I wanted to do. We also have an office in West Bloomfield that she opened up in the last few years. So we're located at 5640 West Maple Road in West Bloomfield. So basically, if you have a teenager that needs driver's ed, they can sign up as early as 14 years and 8 months, okay? Mm-hmm. So you sign up for the first part of it. Now it's a graduated driving license system. It's not like back in the old days when we went to the neighborhood high school and did it and got our license at 16. Now the state of Michigan, and I believe they were the first to implement it, they wanted to do it in stages to give the teens more practice and an opportunity to gradually, you know, wean them into this thing of driving. Because we tell the students that this is a huge responsibility. Once you become a driver, you're no longer a child in the eyes of this state. They see you as an adult, and they're going to prosecute you as an adult if you get out here and do foolish things at the wheel of the car, because the car is a weapon. It can actually kill people. So we want you to go through this process as a responsible young adult. Right. So you sign up for segment one. It's 24 hours of classroom instruction. Right now, our company is still doing Zoom classes because of COVID. COVID hasn't gone away, regardless of what they're saying. The COVID is still here, and we run across students that have COVID that can't drive with us, okay? So you have 24 hours in class, then you have 6 drives with us in person, and then you take a written test. So when you complete that, you go to Secretary of State office and get your permit. Then you have to accumulate drive hours with your parent. And you come back after 90 days and take segment 2 with us, which is just 6 hours of classroom instruction and a 20 question test. Then at that point, then you go on and get another certificate, go to Secretary of State. Well, before that, you probably have to take your road test. Then you go and get your license. So that's a summary of the process. It's a little bit more, but that's basically the big points of it. Okay.
Let me ask you this, Coletta. What about as teenagers? What about an adult that just never went through, you know?
Okay. Well, we do adult lessons too.
Okay.
Any age. I think the oldest that I've seen so far is 80. Okay. It was on the bucket list. So okay. And we do a lot of people 18 that just never did the driver's ed in high school. We have special needs adults that want to drive, and we do adult lessons. We sell those in packages of hours. Okay, so we have a 3-hour package, a 6-hour package, and a 12-hour package. Starting in February, we're going to start having adult classes where you will have 6 hours of classroom preparation to go with your drive lessons, because what we're encountering is a lot of the adults don't know the rules of the road. They don't know what double yellow lines mean. You know, they don't know what the flashing yellow means. So to just get out there and try and start to drive, it's a situation where it becomes more difficult. So we're gonna offer them adult lessons, classroom instruction to go with their drive lessons that will help them transition better onto the road. So we do a lot of adults, and for me personally, the adults can be challenging because they've developed many fears. Mm-hmm. They're coming from a lot of times a place of fear. Yeah. That's why they never learn to drive. Whereas the teens are eager, this is something they want, and they're ready to go, you know?
Right. I know once when I was with my grandson, and I told him, I said, driving is a matter of making decisions, you know? You are the driver, you're taking us from point A to point B. Don't let your passenger sidekick here tell you how to do it, how to turn, when to, you know, because that will cause confusion. I said, so you got to make a decision. You see at the light, you're going to make a left, you know. So is it a series of decisions that they're making as they're driving?
Absolutely. Lots of mental concentration. Yes. It's like I told the students last night, it's a what if game. You have to anticipate what these other drivers are going to do on the road.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to anticipate it. And if a car has been driving in front of you with their turn signal on for 3 blocks, you still anticipate that he's turning right at that next block and you prepare for it. So it's a state of anticipation, what if, always reading the road and changing for whatever circumstance. And when you mention helping your grandson, that's very important. That's what we tell the students. This is just not about us. We have parents that come and say, that's why I'm paying you to teach them to drive. No, this is a process. We're giving them the road knowledge, the foundation, but it's up to the parents or the guardian to get that extra practice that they need. And I know you'd be nervous. You'd be nervous because you don't have a brake on your side of the car.
Pray a lot.
But the parents are very instrumental in the progress of the student. Mm-hmm. You are the most important part of this. You know, I'm giving him the basics, but you are getting him over the hump. And you can see it with the students. The students at Excel have the parents that are out there and they're driving. You know, I had a boy that told me, he said, my mother doesn't drive anywhere anymore. I said, well, she's letting you get to practice. So when we pulled up in the parking lot, his mom was on the passenger side painting her toenails. I said, I don't think she's driving home either. So get ready.
Practice makes better, right? You gotta practice.
Absolutely, absolutely. The smallest amount of practice, the students that have challenges with turning, I tell the parents, just take them to a big parking lot and do turns after turns after turns. And I'm telling you, in a week time, they come back and I'm like amazed sometimes, like, wow, you have been working, yeah. You know? So it's about the parents.
It is.
We need them to help.
Right.
You know,
his one issue is I got to practice more with that parallel park. I think we talked a little bit about that. Is there any good way to do that?
I think, you know, with parallel parking, there is a key to doing it. I named it after my boss, the Esther Ross trick. And when I tell the kids, if you do exactly what I say, you will get into this spot every time. Uh-huh. And if they listen and do it, they'll be like, wow, that was easy. And there is a trick to it. And we show our students and they get into the spots and they pass and don't have an issue with it, mm-hmm. You know? But the whole thing about parking, you gotta go slow.
Yes.
You have to go slow.
Absolutely.
You know? Absolutely. No acceleration, covering the brake the whole time. Mm-hmm. Cause that cone is really a car in real life, okay?
Right, exactly. Even these drivers, you know, I sometimes get that. Oh, I'll forget it. I won't do the parallel park. I'll just co-appear somewhere, you know?
Yeah. I know a lot of times people do it. And you know, another thing are the roundabouts.
Oh yes.
You know, the students are like, roundabouts, and I said, you know, when they put them in, they didn't tell us how to do them. All you did was you drove out there and you said, what is this? And they had a yellow sign and arrows right. In a circle.
Right.
And they didn't tell anybody. But for the roundabouts, there's a wonderful public service announcement that they had on 56. Mm-hmm. And if you might be able to YouTube it, and it explains the roundabouts perfectly.
Wow.
You know, and a lot of people don't like them, but we get our students out there and we have to show them this is how you do a roundabout.
So we're going to see more and more of those. I have a girlfriend who will avoid a roundabout. I'll take the back roads. I'll go. But, you know, it's supposed to save time, it's supposed to save gas, and
And it's safer. A state trooper actually told us that they like roundabouts because it's not because they don't have crashes, but the crashes are non-fatalities.
Okay.
Okay.
Slow around that, I guess.
Huh? Yes. Whereas at intersections, you get T-bone and most of you have a lot of fatalities at intersections. That's why they like the roundabouts.
Wow. I have a story about the roundabouts. The first time I've ever experienced a roundabout, it was back in 1991, I think. I had just graduated from Wayne State University with my undergrad. And a celebration to myself, my husband approved, I went to London, England with a girlfriend.
Oh, wow, yes.
They have roundabouts there. I think that's where we got it from, the European. And mm-hmm. I said, what is it? We going around and around? And it
yep.
was, I'm glad we didn't have that in the States. And lo and behold, we have it in the States now, right?
And they didn't tell you. It's just like you went to bed and you woke up and there's a roundabout. My mother did not like them. She tried to avoid them, too. I said, well, you can't go out there to West Bloomfield area.
Unless you use the roundabouts, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But the teens, I love the fact of doing the teens in Detroit here because, you know, so often they get attached to a stereotype, okay? And that's why I think some of these companies don't come into the city. But our kids are great here. I enjoy them so much and I have so much fun. And I'm gonna tell you a quick story about this one student I had, a young man named Dayton. And I was trying to schedule his drives. He said, well, Miss Coletta, I can't drive on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays or Saturdays. I'm like, this makes it difficult. He says, well, I have an after school activity. I'm in a choir. I said, boy, you don't even look like you can sing. I said, what are you talking about? I said, can you sing? He says, well, I'm pretty good. I said, okay. So I worked around with him. We got him done. Right. And so I'm looking at America's Got Talent for the Detroit Youth Choir. And I look at him and then he's on stage.
Oh, wow. He's up
there singing. And I'm like, this boy said he was in a choir, but he didn't say he's in the choir.
Right.
So I had to send a text and tell him, I saw you on TV. I'm proud of you. You look really good. And it's just, you know, just, you know, connecting with the kids and things like that. He was so humble about it. He never even said what choir he was in. And just, you know, the kids I encounter, and I love when it's football season and I got football players, and I had a cast player in the back seat and I had another young man driving. And I said, hey, he's a wide receiver for Cass. I said, hey, what happened last night? Did you win? He said, yeah, we played Renaissance and we killed him. I said, oh, okay. So then the boy in the back backseat asked the boy driving. He said, where you go, man? He said, Renaissance. He said, oh, I'm sorry. I know. That's okay. I knew you were going to win.
Right.
just the interaction with the kids is what I enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the freeway driving or expressway driving? How do they feel doing that as their first time?
Well, you know what? I just put them out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, come on, we got to do it. Because I have a lot of students whose parents don't even do freeways. I said, well, they're not going to be that fortunate. So, you know, the kids' biggest fear, you know what the biggest fear about the freeway is the merging.
Yeah.
That's the biggest fear about getting on the freeway. Mm-hmm. And I just tell them straight up that no merge is going to be the same, even for a seasoned driver like myself.
Right.
Every time I get ready to get on the freeway, I don't know what it's going to be. Sometimes there's no car there. Sometimes there's three semi-trucks.
Yes.
So you just have to adjust for the situation, you know? So I tell them that, and they get out there on the freeway, and once they're on, they're like, wow.
I know.
This is nice. But I tell them the most important thing is spacing. If you keep space around your vehicle, there's no way that anything's going to hit you or you will hit anything.
Right.
Space is so important. And that's what we drill in them. Space, space. And I was on the freeway 96 one day and we were behind a car that had a ladder with a rope around it on the top of the hood. Mm-hmm. So we were far back behind when the ladder flew off.
Oh my
so we God. Had enough time to adjust and get another lane, mm-hmm. whereas the other cars just smashed into the fiberglass ladder, pieces went everywhere. And a young lady said, oh yeah, I see why we need space. I said, yeah. Yes. No tailgate.
But yeah, no tailgate. I know. Yeah. I hate people tailgating me. I know.
And I tell the students, but you know, people are so rude to driver's education students. They see the sign on top of the car, mm-hmm. and they are so rude. It just amazes me how they forget that they were in this position too.
One time, you're right.
You know, they blow the horn, they're just so rude to the kids. But the kids stay even keeled. I'm the one that goes crazy, but they stay focused and everything, and they take it in stride. I said, don't get caught up in emotions out here. Just right. do what you need to do and stay focused.
Right.
So that's what they do.
Get to your destination safely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, I want to just say our phone number and our website, Mary.
Yeah.
MotorCityDrivingAcademy.com. That's mm-hmm. MotorCityDrivingAcademy.com. Mm-hmm. And our phone number is 1-248-461-3274.
Do you mind repeating that? Because people might be writing that down, if you don't mind.
Yep, I'll say it again. The phone number is 1-248-461-3274. Don't get upset with us if we don't answer, because 90% of the time we're in the car where we can't answer. But you can text us at that number also, and we'll get back to you. MotorCityDrivingAcademy.com.
You just brought up a good point when you said when you're driving and texting, you know, that's been the number one cause for a lot of accidents. How mm-hmm. important is that to, I've heard one commercial said, put your phone in the glove compartment when you're driving. I mean, I don't go to that extreme, but I keep it mm-hmm. in my purse. Or how important is that, Coletta?
Especially it's so important. It's distractions, in particular, the phone and texting. Mm-hmm. I showed the students last night a video from when people took their eyes off the road, and even 1 second, the girl ended up crashing into the back of a pickup truck. So even 1 second, exactly, you can have an accident. So you got to put the phone down. Yeah. You know, the students, we tell them that, put the phone down. I tell the girls, put the pocketbooks in the back seat. I told the girl, put the pocketbook, give me the pocketbook. And she was like, the what?
Purse.
Yeah. And I said, your purse, honey. She says, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, pocketbook is dating me. But, right, you know, right, move all the distractions away. Mm-hmm. You know, and the thing is, now the officers can go into your phone. You don't even have to say, well, officer, I had an accident. No, I wasn't on my phone. They can go in the phone and they'll check. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. They'll just tell the truth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'll just tell the truth and everything. So, you know, but I enjoy it. It's fun, yeah, and I enjoy the kids.
That's great. You know, we're talking about phones and purses or makeup be a distraction, but can the radio, with all that loud noise, can't that
absolutely
be
distracting too? Absolutely. Because you can't hear the emergency vehicles if you need to hear them. Right. So you got to dial down the radio. Mm-hmm. You have to dial down the radio and be ready to pay attention. And your friends are a distraction too. That's why the laws in the state of Michigan, for certain ages, you're not allowed to have teenage passengers, okay, in the car. You have to have an adult, yeah, over 21 years old in the front seat with you, mm-hmm, okay? Not a teenage friend, nothing, yeah, like that. So, because they can be your biggest distraction.
It's true.
And like I told him, I said, everybody in the car must be in a seatbelt. So Joey gets in the car. Oh, man, I don't wear a seatbelt. And something happens to Joey. His parents don't care about the fact Joey told you that. And his parents are coming after you.
Right.
No. So everybody has to be in a seatbelt and keep the distractions to a minimum.
Right. That's so.
Yeah. Don't let them egg you into doing something foolish.
Right.
No.
I know my grandson's father, he told him, when you drive, because he got him a car when he turned 16.
Okay, good. Okay.
Parked, you know, only when adults are riding with him. But he said, I don't want you in here with a bunch of guys in the car, because that's what caused, you know, confusion, like you were just saying, distraction, and the cops generally will stop. And so he's been, mm-hmm, adhering to that. It's like, look, I'm not bailing nobody out of jail. Obey the rules. You know?
Yes, absolutely, because it's going to fall on you. It's not going to fall on mom and dad. Right. It's going to fall squarely on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. And we need to abide by the laws out here. And if you get pulled over and stopped, have all your information, your registration, your proof of insurance, your license, have all that ready, you know, for the officer. My nephew got pulled over in Hazel Park, which is, you know, you really don't want to be pulled over in Hazel Park. And the officer told him afterward, he says, thank you, young man, for having all your stuff.
Good.
And just thanked him for it, and he gave him an impeding traffic citation. Oh. You know, yeah, instead. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't carry any points, I don't think. So, yeah. One other thing I wanted to tell you, Mary.
Yes.
For students that may say, I can't afford it, you know, my family can't afford the driver's education. Mm-hmm. The state of Michigan, depending on what type of assistance you get, they will pay for the driver's education for teens.
Wow.
And we happen to be a school that's one of those schools that is affiliated with the state that can do that. So we have students that families are getting some governmental assistance, and they get vouchers and they come and take driver's education with us.
Wow. That's, yeah, good to know, because sometimes you think, because I don't have this, I can't go. You still have the opportunity to learn how to drive. Oh, that's,
yes,
awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, because I mean, this is a life skill.
It is.
It's a life skill. So, yes. So, that I wanted to bring that up and let you know that.
Thanks for sharing that valuable information. I always say the wisdom nugget for everyday living. So yeah, you've imparted your wisdom. Thank you.
There you go.
Time. Yes. And again, tell them how they can reach out again, if you don't mind, before we sign off.
Okay. Motor City Driving Academy. Our website is motorcitydrivingacademy.com. You can reach us at 1-248-461-3274. And that's 248-461-3274.
Great.
Okay.
So those out there, you had it on your vision board. I want my teenager to learn how to drive safely. Reach out to Coletta, and her team will be able to make sure they know the rules of the road, and they'll be able to help them drive safely. And then you don't have to be their personal Uber.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you again for taking time out, sharing this information. And, you know, as always, I appreciate you. Thank you,
Dr. Mary.
Well, you're welcome. Let's do it again soon.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.